you, Mr. President. As is this the first time my delegation takes the floor at the second part of the second review conference, Germany wishes to thank you, Mr. President, once again for convening and chairing this conference. Germany would like to assure you of our full cooperation and continuous support in our work. We recognize the exceptional challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic in organizing this conference and commend you and Ambassador Baumann highly professional and dedicated conduct of business despite all difficulties. We would also like to thank again the thematic coordinators for their valuable work over the past years, as well as the ISU for their support to state parties in fulfilling their obligations under the convention. Germany fully aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. Germany remains fully committed to fulfill its obligations under this convention and reaffirms its determination to put an end to the suffering caused by cluster munitions. Concerning the process, completing the destruction of the Federal Armed Forces' remaining stockpiles of cluster munitions, we are proud to state that the destruction has been accomplished in November 2015. It has 3 years in advance of the deadline, despite the high volume of cluster munitions to be destroyed. In accordance with Article 5 of this convention, Germany retains a small volume of cluster munitions and explosive submunitions for training and research purposes. Wherever possible, Germany is committed to use substitutes for cluster munition and explosive submunitions, for instance, for training or detection of cluster munition where substitutes work well. The use of substitutes is, in our view, however, limited when it comes to realistic trainings on the correct destruction of cluster munition and explosive submunitions. Since Germany uses cluster munition in these trainings, we experience a continued reduction of the retained cluster munition and explosive submunitions. Germany is also committed to assist affected states parties in fulfilling their obligations under the convention. In 2020, Germany has allocated 49 million euro for the clearance of cluster munition, mines, and other explosive remnants of war, as well as for victim assistance and risk awareness activities. Priority is in general given to projects and countries that seek to fulfill their obligations under this convention, as well as the Otter Convention and the CCW. Our programs are conducted by many capable implementing partners, and we would like to thank them, especially the colleagues in the field, for their engagement. Since data on the situation in individual countries and their needs are necessary for the provision of effective aid, we are also supporting this year again the publication of the Cluster Munition Monitor. In view of our commitment to cooperation and assistance, we would therefore be honored if you would consider our candidacy for the Coordination Committee of the Convention. Finally, concerning the clearance of contaminated area, Germany still has obligations to fulfill, as stated also during the first part of the review conference. Germany is currently conducting clearance at the former military training site of the former Soviet Union, close to Wittstock, Brandenburg. Since the start of clearance works in 2017 until the end of 2020, some 353 hectares of the total size of 1,100 hectares of cluster munition remnant contaminated area at Wittstock has been cleared. Due to European public procurement law, a new tender work on explosive ordnance disposal was necessary this year. Our experience gained in recent years has been taken into account in the invitation to tender, with a higher number of workforce foreseen. Two of the three concluded contracts began in August-September. The third contract will start in the first days of October 2021. With these contracts, we will be able to increase the number of clearance personnel from 135 in 2020 to 180 to 200 people until end of October. In sum, Mr. President, we remain confident that by 2025, Germany will be 100% cluster munition free. The Convention on Cluster Munitions has raised broad international awareness. Cluster munition today is widely seen for what it is, a terrible weapon which causes tremendous human suffering. We strongly condemn the reported use of cluster munition in Syria, Yemen, Libya, and in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict since the first review conference, and call upon all governments and all actors to refrain from using these weapons. Therefore, universalization of the convention as well as effective implementation is imperative for an effective ban of cluster munitions in the world. The accession of four new states parties since 2019, as well as the clearance of all cluster contaminated areas in 10 states in the last 10 years, are hopeful signals. We hope that this review conference will encourage even more states to accede to the convention, especially the ones that have signed but not yet ratified the convention, and the ones that already participate regularly as observers. A helpful tool to enhance the effectiveness of the convention, as well as to convince other states parties to join, especially countries that are cluster contaminated, remains in our view the country coalition concept that we introduced during our presidency at the seventh meeting of state parties in 2017. We believe that this concept can enhance cooperation and coordination by tailoring assistance to the specific needs and challenges faced by an affected state. Germany and Bosnia-Herzegovina decided to take up a country coalition in 2019 at the review conference of the Ottawa Convention that in our view also extends to cluster munition. We encourage other states' parties to also set up country coalitions and stand ready for any questions or exchanges on our experiences. Thank you, Mr. President.